אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. So it was an Etihad, it was a cargo jet, not a passenger jet, but it's still significant because Etihad, it was the first time Etihad Airways actually landed in Tel Aviv. And they did it to deliver humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the territories. But yeah, it officially landed in Tel Aviv, and it was a very rare moment of public cooperation, direct cooperation between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. And in fact, the Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said it's a great sign, and he joked perhaps, or he was most positive when he tweeted, hopefully soon we will see Etihad passenger flights land in Israel. He said, having visited, I know the United Arab Emirates is a fascinating place, and I look forward to continuing improving relations between our countries.
Well, let's hope that it is a start. Shane, last week, an IDF soldier, Amit Ben Igal, 21 years old, died in action. He was the only child, and his father, Baruch Ben Igal, has a very strong bonds with Maccabi Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Maccabi Australia held last Sunday night a special memorial tribute on Zoom in honor of Amit, and in heartfelt sympathy for Baruch, and hundreds of Maccabi members from across Australia tuned in. And Maccabi Australia Chairman Barry Smorgon, in his heartfelt message, said, Baruch, Maccabi Australia is indebted to you. We share your pain and we grieve with you. And he also announced that a Maccabi Australia Perpetual Award will be named in Amit's honour for a junior member of the Australian team at every Maccabi Games. So Amit was only 21 years old. And Baruch, the connection goes back to 1997, to the Maccabi Games bridge collapse disaster, where four members of the Australian team died and 60 were injured. Now, Baruch was working at those Maccabi Games at the time, and he dived into the Yarkon River and tried to rescue as many Australians as he could. And he, in fact, saved the life of junior table tennis player back in 1997, Jonathan Goldberg. And since then, Maccabi Australia heads of delegation at the Maccabi Games, chairmen, presidents and team leaders have forged a very special continuous bond with Baruch, who volunteered to help the Australian team at every single Maccabi game since, driving people around, doing everything he can. In fact, he was known by the Australian team as Mr. Fix-It, someone who would do anything for the Australian team. And Jonathan Goldberg actually had Baruch flew them over for his wedding in 2011. And when he had his fourth child last year, he named the middle name for his fourth child was Baruch. Tom Goldman, who is probably the closest of all Maccabi Australia members to Baruch, actually went to Amit's bar mitzvah 8 years ago, and he also hosted Baruch and Amit in Australia several times. And he actually, the last time he saw Amit was a year ago in Yom Ha'atzmaut ceremony on top of Mount Herzl, when Amit was just joining the army. And he remembered, his last memory of him was the two of them dancing together on the top of Mount Herzl. So it's a very, very sad moment with Amit, only 21 years old, passing away, choosing as a only child to serve in a special combat unit in the IDF. Paying the ultimate sacrifice with his life.
We are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Walt Secord is known to many of our listeners, is converting to Judaism.
Yes, this is wonderful news, and he's got a very interesting background. He actually grew up on a Native American reserve in Canada. But his childhood mentor at the time was his father's business partner, a Holocaust survivor, and a very observant member of the Adas community. He said, "That's where I learnt about Jewish law, and throughout my entire life, my life has been connected in some way to the Jewish community." In recent years, Walt Sickord has become the shadow treasurer and deputy chair of the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel. So he's a very high-profile Labor politician in New South Wales. Spent obviously a lot of time in the last few months at home during this isolation time with COVID-19, and his partner of 6 years, Julia Levitina, she is Jewish. And the two of them got talking several months ago at home, and he said, "Maybe we should get married." And she said, "Yes, as long as it's under the chuppah." So he said, "Okay," and he decided then to start the process of conversion. He said conversion is something he's been thinking about for a long time, and he's very proud that now he's actually going to be an official member of the Jewish community.
And this is Walt Sickord. When I met him years ago, he was a journalist at Australian Jewish News. I actually thought he was Jewish, so for me he was an honorary Jew for years. Shane, we have to finish with a unique love story. I mean, you don't hear every day a love story like that, about a romance that was rekindled 72 years on.
Yeah, this just warms your heart. It's quite an incredible story. But scrolling through the Jewish news, in late January, there was a photo of an old flame from 72 years earlier, and that stopped Miki Michalo in her tracks. Norma Lipa, who's now aged 96, was pictured celebrating Hearst Friedman's 100th birthday party at COA in Sydney. He said she saw the photo and thought, "That's him. He is still in the land of the living." Astounded and hopeful for a reunion, 92-year-old Miki managed to find Norman in the phone book with the help of her carer. "Eventually, he came to see me. His whole persona, his character, everything, it all came back." So 72 years after they first met and dated in Johannesburg, and Norman's impression of Miki hasn't changed much either. "I think she is similar in personality. She's still quite a live wire. It's probably different today because we're a lot older, but it's nice to have somebody my own age I can talk to. Now communicating every day, 7 decades after sparks first flew between them, Norman and Miki have got in touch and have connected. Sadly, both of them are now widows, but they're brought together. It's just something to warm your heart. And they're reconnecting and have already met face-to-face many times.
So Shane, the lesson is that there is no age limit to romance. Even in your 90s, you can have a romance.
It's never too late.
Never too late. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.